Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this program, Lantern from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to an interesting story. The title of today's story is The Weight of Soil. There was a very clever and cunning landlord who owned lots of land in the whole village. He cunningly loaned a small amount of money when needy came to him for help. Taking a benefit of those who were not well-educated, he kept adding on interest to the principal amount. The amount for repayment of the loan would raise up so much that people couldn't pay back and end up surrendering their land to the landlord. Now his eyes were on a land owned by an old lady near his house. The landlord was not able to figure out how to lure her into giving up her land to him. He then bribed a government official in village and forged papers of ownership on his name. He, along with the government official, visited old lady and served her a notice to hand over the land to him. Old lady was shocked to know this and pleaded that she has been living here her whole life. She approached local court, but the landlord had bribed everyone and had presented forged ownership papers. Thus the court delivered the judgment in the landlord's favor, rejected old lady, then prepared to vacant the land while the landlord and his associates stood there waiting for her to leave. While leaving, old lady said, "Sir, the land here is where I played, grew up with my family, and this soil is very dear to me." She added further, "Allow me to carry a basket filled with this soil to keep with me. With that by my side, I will always have an aroma of this place till I die peacefully." The landlord smirked, thinking since he had gained ownership of her entire land without paying her, might as well let her have it a basket of soil so she can live quietly. He said, "Fine, you can fill up your basket." Old lady started filling up her basket with soil. She overfilled it and was struggling to lift the basket to carry over her head. She then told the landlord, "Sir, will you please lend a hand to put the basket over my head?" The landlord came forward to help and said, "Oh, you poor old lady, didn't you think before you overfilled this basket? You're struggling to lift this basket filled with soil, then how can you carry this with you?" With tears in her eyes, old lady said, "Oh, sir, this entire land was my own. Spent my whole life here. Yet I'm struggling to carry a single basket of soil from here while I am still breathing. I won't be able to carry it with me even when I die. You, sir, have so much of others' land. How will you carry it all with you?" The landlord stood stunned hearing this. He realized this mistake and fell on the old lady's feet asking for forgiveness. He requested her to live here happily and returned her land. And today's moral point, do not cheat. Don't be greedy. Do not take more than you need. Be content with what you have. Sometimes it's sufficient for a happy life.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain religious stories and then take some moral lessons out of them and make use of them in our daily life as followers of this great and perfect religion of Islam. Today, we want to talk about greed and how much it is reproached in our religion. The endeavor of a greedy person creates a chain of miseries for his society, for he intends to acquire his loss with unjust methods, including methods which may bring poverty to others. One who covets seizes the sources of wealth in order to acquire more for himself or herself, and consequently creating acute economical problems. The righteous religion of Islam, which conforms to man's nature, equally distributes between materialism and spirituality. It has therefore chosen a path for its followers that guarantees healthy spirits and bodies. Religious individuals possess wise and righteous spirit, for they understand divine facts. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained the afflictions and calamities which arise from greediness. He said, "A greedy person faces 7 acute problems. 1, worrying, which harms his body and is disadvantageous to him. 2, depression, which is endless. 3, exhaustion, from which death is the only relief, and with that relief, the greed shall be more exhausted. 4, fear, which uselessly disturbs his life. 5, sadness, which uselessly disturbs the life again. 6, judgment, which does not save him from Allah's tortures unless Allah forgives him. And 7, punishment, from which there is no escape or avoidance." Let's go for a short break and we will be back very soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern from iWeb English Radio. We are talking about greed. And we should say that it is necessary to keep in mind the disadvantages and the worldly and religious inconveniences of greed, and to remember that man will be interrogated about the legally gotten pleasures of this world, punished for the illegally gotten, and blamed for the suspicious. In order to treat greed, it is necessary to ponder over the virtues of satisfaction, contemplating the life accounts of the great personalities, such as prophets, their successes, and the saints, especially in the field of asceticism. It is also advisable to avoid looking enviously to the richer ones and those who enjoy false luxuries of this world, and to consider the less rich. And it is necessary to achieve living moderation, for it is the most important factor that contributes in alleviating the tension of greed. Okay, dear listeners, that's the time we've got for today's episode. Today we talked about greed and how dangerous it could be for the faith of a Muslim person. And we said that it leads into different calamities and difficulties. And we all ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us not falling into this trouble of being greedy. Thank you very much for being with us in this episode of Lantern. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.